It's the Internet Sportscast of the Yearbook. I'm your host, Doug, also known as That's What It Says in the Yearbook. Shorten the title, the guy said. Terrific weather, but celebrity challenged. There is no birthday better than today, May 22nd. And to celebrate the Christmas of May, as no one calls it, we're highlighting some of the 522 All-Stars. All the greats are here. Joan's sister, Clint's daughter, Eric Sogard, the Brewers infielder whose wife wrote a beautiful love letter to Target. And another time said, Target, will you marry me? First, the athletes. Jim Thorpe, one of those athletes who's one of the greatest athletes in American history. In the 1900s, he was an Olympian, then moved on to pro football and pro baseball, and then went into acting. That's four lifelong dreams achieved by one guy. Oh, Jim Thorpe, who we didn't even know wasn't May 22 until, like, last month, you're now one of our most famous graduates. Happy birthday to the Patriots' Julian Edelman. Kent State's football coach had his quarterback, Edelman, returning punts his senior year, and that did get him drafted by the Patriots as a receiver, but he never forgot how to throw a ball as he did for a touchdown in the 2015 playoffs. Happy birthday, outfielder Colin Cowgill, currently at AAA in the Phillies minor league system. He was around for Phillies manager Gabe Kapler's spring training, which included the playing of Norah Jones music. Just like in the store the other day, retired football player Marcus Dupree. The documentary The Best That Never Was was about a May 22. By the way, not the only documentary made about a May 22. Completely out of football in the mid-80s because of the USFL's bankruptcy. More than 5 years later, he reappears with the NFL's Rams like the natural and was productive for 2 years. Does that sound like a May 22nd? I guess it does. There are others, including another Olympian, Tim Daggett, and T. Boone Pickens, the Oklahoma State Cowboys multimillionaire superfan. There was actually a huge birthday party for him in Dallas last Saturday. May 22nd birthday one. Royal wedding, nothing. Take that. Apollo Ohno, another Olympian. If he wasn't one of the most famous 522s already, his recent Hershey's ad, he's the one in the Hershey's Gold commercial, won't hurt. And now he can say he's worked with that guy from Young Sheldon and the Dairy Queen ads. He has to be one of the most recognizable May 22nds on Earth. Although, Internet Movie Database, or IMDb, has him ranked way behind everyone we're about to mention. The non-athletes. August 4th is a huge birthday. One of my relatives is an August 4th. Showing up in my own family, an August 4th has the just-married Meghan Markle. But there is 522 royalty as well. Married to an English earl, making her the Countess of Devon, actress A.J. Langer. Yes, that one, from My So-Called Life. She now outranks Meghan Markle, right? By some metrics, including IMDb's ranking, Cameron Beacondova is the flag bearer for this birthday. Catwoman from the Fox series Gotham is ranked number one now and has been very close to that ranking ever since she became Catwoman from the Fox series Gotham. And all it took was shooting part of the show at a real asylum, having her first kiss awkwardly come on set, getting distracted really easily because she's a Gemini. It's true, we do. Shooting in cold weather and hating watching herself on TV. She is not related to Michelle Pfeiffer, who also played Catwoman. But she sure looks like she is, and she is the future of this godforsaken birthday. Congratulations, Molly Ephraim, potential future quirky girl queen. That's a big compliment. Your show, Last Man Standing, is being revived by Fox. Designated Survivor star Maggie Q is a May 22. We desperately wanted a May 22nd team to compete in the Battle of the Network Stars episode we did on this podcast. Producer Rob vetoed it. The previous three people we mentioned all would have been eligible, and T. Boone Pickens could have financed our training camp. Invincible. Happy birthday, Sean Gunn. That guy from the Gilmore Girls, and also the on-set Rocket Raccoon from the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. To do those movies, he has to crouch way down uncomfortably, and he's tall, which is ironic, and probably why Sean Gunn was 522's number one celebrity for a while. Also top 10 on this date, Brooke Smith. You don't know who she is, typical of this birthday, but you've seen her. She's a Law & Order favorite. She was on Grey's Anatomy. She keeps acting in things, so you'll see them. Happy birthday, Wagner, Laurence Olivier, and Cusack. The Better Call Saul love interest. The flight attendant in Sully. The left fielder from A League of Their Own. Fine, John and Joan's sister. Also Jennifer Goodwin, Allison Eastwood, Clint's daughter, who was in Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil with Ann Cusack. It doesn't seem to happen that often, but 522s very occasionally wind up on the same set. Nazanin Bonyadi. She was recently interviewed by a TV host who saw her on a billboard on his drive into work. She may also be the future of this godforsaken birthday. And happy birthday to you, most importantly. May 22nd. Gives much, asks little. P.S. We still don't know about Disney star Peyton Elizabeth Lee. At this point, she's only a rumored May 22.